was the one who egged him on. You see?
Donovan grimaced as he clutched his left shoulder. Roos propped himself up using the shotgun.
Not you, dumbass. You shot me. Good for you. You gonna shoot me again?
Donovan eased himself down and leaned back against the train door. His blood mixed with the rain as it seeped through his fingers and streamed down his arm.
He was gonna kill us out here.
Now wait a minute here, Roos. We can't just kill him. We'll all get the damn chair for sure. I steadily reached for the rifle. Donovan sat bleeding heavily and writhing in pain.
Come on now, Roos, I pleaded. You hand me that rifle before someone else gets hurt.
Roos pulled the shotgun in closer to his waist.
Oh, hell. You know I ain't gonna hurt nobody. Except in him. I'll kill the bastard.
Roos turned the shotgun back on Donovan.
Now wait a goddamn minute, Roos. No, let him shoot me. Go on ahead, Jeremy Roos. Your short little redneck ass got lucky, that's all. Now you got the gun. Ain't you gonna finish me off then?
Oh, I'll finish you off. Do what I've been dreaming of doing for the past 7 years.
I walked in front of the shotgun. Looking back now, of course, I realized the gamble I took stepping in the line of fire like that. But I trusted Roos, and he trusted me.
Step out the way, Jacob. Let's be done with this demon from hell once and for all. Let me shoot him just once more, then.
Then what, Roos? Stop to think beyond all that rage, man. If Donovan dies, we all die. They'll fry us, damn it.
Roos!
Roos stood. He raised the shotgun to his shoulder and looked down the sight, waving the barrel for me to step out of the way.
Roos, you go and kill him, and we've all killed him. You know that, brother.
I stepped back slowly.
We'll all die for what you've done.
I crouched in front of Donovan to shield him.
I can't believe it. After all the hell this man's brought into our lives.
I looked over at Billiard and Richmond. The look on their faces would have been downright comical if the situation hadn't been so tragic.
What now, boss?
Roos stepped forward to hand me the rifle.
First you move on away from that beast.
I smiled and grabbed the shotgun. I stood and turned to face Donovan, his head cocked back and his hand still clutching his shoulder. He would die soon without a doctor.
Well, the first thing we need to do, fellas, is get this man some help.
I didn't think twice about it then. Donovan simply had to live. Then the falling rain, at least as my mind perceived it, seemed to slow to a sort of surreal pace. This was me thinking in desperation. In the same fashion as Roos walked toward the men, even their voices, along with Donovan's wretched groans, eerily slowed and deepened. I looked up into the rain, then closed my eyes for the briefest of moments, my thoughts illuminated by flickering photos of my recent past. I was first introduced to Donovan just 23 months before that day, admittedly as a transferee, not exactly under the best of circumstances. Even as trustees, Donovan still treated each and every one of us as though we weren't even worthy of licking mud off of his boots.
When you steaming clumps of manure are on a site working with me, you best breathe, eat, piss, and shit when and where I say to do so.
Now there he sat, slowly bleeding to death, powerless for the first time since I met him. For a second I thought, maybe Roos is right.
I was the one who dared them to follow me in there.
Donovan's voice broke through the foggy denseness of my contemplation.
It was me.
What the hell are you talking about?
Roos asked from among the others.
Jacob, can I please shut this son of a bitch up, at least?
You shut your own damn mouth, tiny one. I ain't talking to you no way.
Billiard and Richmond chuckled. Donovan looked down at the train door.
The Shreveporter. She was like our own little clubhouse. We had a ball playing up in there. Every one of our parents about shit their britches when they first found out we were out here playing on Harvey's land. Most especially my pa. He almost seemed downright fond of it, like it took a liking to the idea of beating the unholy hell out of me. It became his hobby,